Thank you for tuning into the Keto Matrix podcast. Welcome to episode 40. So this is going to be the first of a few episodes where we really focus our attention on snacks, keto-friendly snacks that can be integrated in to help get the entire family to eat ketogenically, where snacking, especially for children, is important. You guys know, if you've listened to any of my episodes prior to this one, I am not a huge snack fan. I eat meals, I eat limited meals, I intermittent fast daily, and when I do eat, there are massive amounts in my food and my meals, but I recognize that kids, especially if you have younger children and they're going back to school, that they need to be able to have some snack options. They need to be able to open their lunchbox next to their friends and have something that they're proud of that looks similar to what it is that their friends are eating. So with that said, this is going to be the first of several episodes that are centered around that. So this episode is amazing. We have Shrewd Food on and we're going to be talking about their protein crisps. I will just put this out as a disclaimer. I apologize. The first minute of this podcast is going to be me crunching and I ask you to guess, but hey, the cat's out of the bag. It's Shrewd Food protein crisps. Discount code is in the show notes. It is Keto Neo, which can be utilized on Amazon to order these goodies. Check out the episode, enjoy it, share it with those that you feel it resonates with. And guys, thank you so much. I shouldn't say guys. I say guys, I just mean that for everyone, right? But guys and gals, because somebody out there is going to say, oh, he only focused on guys. Guys and gals, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Let's jump into the episode.
The Keto Matrix Podcast, where myths are busted, science is explained, and the keto lifestyle is discussed by industry experts and everyday people alike. For more information and support, go to theketomatrix.com. Now, let's jump into our latest episode.
I feel like this might be the weirdest introduction I've ever had on a podcast episode, but I am always looking to push the envelope of unique and different. So I'm wondering if the listeners can guess what I'm eating right now. Wow. This is a solid 60 seconds. I'm crunching. Wow. Okay, so ladies and gents, welcome to the episode. I know you guys are probably tired of listening to me chew, but if I'm being quite honest, the only thing I want to do now is put another one in my mouth. There was a potato chip company back in the day that said, once you pop, you can't stop. And then there was another one that said, you can't eat just one. I feel like I should do some type of giveaway for those that can come up with the solution to that riddle of who those two companies were. But in the meantime, Janet, welcome to the episode. How are you?
Hi, I am great.
So thank I have you. To ask you a question, as we talked about the perfect crunch. And you just listen to me crunch for a minute. Mm. How is that crunch sound?
That crunch is perfect, actually.
It was good, right? I mean, I feel like the audio picked it up well. It was definitely satisfying to my palate, so it's always a good thing. If nothing else, I enjoyed the eating of it.
I can tell.
Okay, so Janet, let's introduce who you are and where you're from. Not who you're with, but who you are and where you're from. So where are you sitting right now? Like what state of this lovely nation?
I am in New York. I'm in Long Island.
Are you in Long Island or are you on Long Island? Let's have that conversation.
I get that one wrong a lot. Okay. I think I am in Long Island. Did I get that wrong?
I don't know. It's all about perception and reality. For me, I feel
we don't know.
I feel like you can't really be in the island.
So I'm on an island?
Right. So I figure, like, if you got deserted, would you say you were deserted in an island, or were you deserted on an island?
I would say I'm deserted on an island.
So that's why I mean, look, I'm from Long Island. I can't say one way or the other. I just feel like for me, it's on. But I feel like it's one of the great debates of New York.
It's true.
It's kind of like, is Buffalo really part of New York, or is it really a Canadian state?
I guess Canadian.
That's it. Exactly. And anyone with their right mind would say so. But there are people all over in Buffalo that think the Buffalo Bills are an actual football team, part of this country. And they're not. We have two football teams in New York. It's the Jets and the Giants.
There you have it. Done.
That's it. Okay, so that's awesome that you're from Long Island. We'll just say from, and then we don't have to worry about if it's in or on. And who do you represent? What company is on right now?
The company that I am representing is called Shrewd Food.
Do we know how that name came about? How did we get, where did Shrewd come from?
Well, Shrewd pretty much means that it's something is astute in practical matters.
I love it. Okay. Yeah.
And we figured that snacking smart is what we all want. And so we were finding something that kind of meant what we wanted it to, what our product meant, but also rhymed with food. And it worked great that Shrewd Food rhymed. And it's really the smartest way to snack.
What's so funny is that you said that. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, I mean, man, talk about like exact. And then I look down at the bag and I'm like, oh, it says it. Shrewd adjective, astute in practical matters. Ladies and gents, it's on the bag. Just read. Reading is fundamental. Okay, so I will be completely honest because my listeners expect nothing less. But I met Lisa from Shrewd Food at KetoCon. And I'm not lying when I say the only reason I went up to the Shrewd Food booth was because I wanted to look at why no one should put these things in their mouth. Mm. Like, I'm just complete honesty. I was like, what garbage is here now that someone's trying to tell people are keto? And let me go over there and tell them why it's not. Like, that was my mindset and my thought process. And then I met Lisa and she's like, no, you have to try it. And I was like, no, I really don't. Because there's everybody around here trying a bunch of stuff that's disgusting and not good for them. But I will totally read the bag. She handed me a bag. I'm reading it. And I was like, huh, interesting. And I was waiting for like the punchline of the garbage to hit me in the face. And so I will tell you her recommendation based on the fact that I said I love Funyuns was to try the sour cream and onion. And so I picked up the bag and I looked at it and I was like, okay, cool. 2 grams of carbs. That's not bad. Total sugar is 1 gram. Not bad. 14 grams of protein. Not bad. And I was like, macros seem okay. 3.5 grams of fat. Again, not bad. I was like, but I'm sure it's going to be loaded with garbage. So then I started reading the ingredients and I was like, milk protein, sour cream and onion seasoning, cream solids, cultured sour cream. I was like, okay, nice. Sunflower oil. And I just kept getting blown away the more and more I read. And I was like, this is actually really not bad. Now, I will say this. You said snack smart. And I love that because I think that people need to do it. However, I am not a snacker. We're almost 4 o'clock and I haven't had anything to eat today other than one cup of black coffee and the 60 seconds of biting that I just did to have the crunch effect. Haven't had any food today. I will be eating, 2.5 pounds of meat when this recording is over. And then I'll be going to the gym. But for those people that have kids or are trying to break their habits, I really feel like this is an absolute perfect product to help people segue. Whether it's, going to the movies and eating popcorn or, I feel like it's August. Here in Charlotte, North Carolina, everyone goes back to school on Monday. I know in New York, everyone is later in August or first week of Labor Day or after Labor Day. You guys get out late too. But either way, like this is one of those things that for everyone that's trying to figure out why their kid is bouncing off the wall, has ADHD and every other issue, it's because of the garbage that they eat. And I feel like this is a great alternative. So I'd like to talk about how you would recommend this for people into back to school and packing lunches and all that kind of stuff. But before we get into that, I want to kind of go back into how you were introduced to Shrewd Food, how you integrate it into your life, and what your current eating habits are now.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start with, I am very opposite of you, where I am a huge snacker.
You don't say.
Yeah, I have a snack every day. and I am I have a need for crunch. And okay. It has to sound satisfying, It has to taste satisfying. It has to feel satisfying. After I eat it, I have to feel satisfied. I mean, a lot of times you can eat a whole big bag of total junk and not feel satisfied at all. The best part about how I am when it comes to true food is that I like to make sure that I have it at a time of day that I can feel comfortable, that I'm not going to be too filled up for a meal nearby, because it is very filling. There's in the bag, in the individual packages, there's 14 grams of protein and 2 grams of carbs. So that really fills me up, and I have to make sure that it's between two meals far enough away that I won't be not hungry for my dinner. Usually it's between lunch and dinner that I have my shrewd food. And my kids too. I have 3 kids, and I am a big fan of not having that breadbasket effect when you're going to sit down to a meal and absolutely starving and you eat everything or anything that's in front of you. And we all know that horrible feeling of trying to control ourselves. So this is a really good way to feel satisfied because of not just the flavor, which we have so many amazing flavors, and I'll talk about that after, but because of the munchy, crunchy deliciousness of what a snack, in my mind, should be. And and I kind of push that into the minds of my kids and probably other people too, whoever I meet, because everyone, I think, wants to have that crunch without the carbs, because the carbs these days are obviously our enemy, which, you know, I hate to say, but everyone's looking to cut the carbs.
Every day, the carbs for all of time have been our enemy. We just didn't realize it. Okay, so I have to ask this. Forget the whole, like, shrewd food and clean eating and all that great stuff. Prior to your intro to shrewd food, what was your favorite crunchy snack?
Doritos.
Doritos. Favorite flavor Dorito?
The normal one. What do I say?
The traditional? Well, I mean, how many different flavors of Dorito do they have out now?
I think they have – I know of Cool Ranch, and I think there's a spicy one, maybe – a jalapeno. I'm thinking green, but I don't like anything spicy. So right, I always go for nacho, cheesy, crunchy. But that was long before true food came around, about 16 months ago. And I stopped eating that, I think, maybe when I was in high school.
Oh, man. It's okay. That's cool. But I'm still, I'm all about people understanding, because I think people listen to me sometimes and I sound judgmental in my approach to clean. And, you know, I told you I went through the ingredient list looking for things to, like, make this unqualifiable. But at the end of the day, I am a huge sucker for Munchies Mix. Do you know what Munchies Mix is? Like, they finally took the best of all the worlds and put it together.
Yes, I love it. And I get very disappointed when there's a pretzel in there. There shouldn't be, because everything else has so much flavor. And the pretzel is kind of like a piece of wood.
That's so funny to me, because I'm the exact opposite. I love when I get a piece of the pretzel, especially if it's been sitting in the bag and you, like, mixed it all up and it's got, like, the cheese and the Cheeto remnants and all the other stuff on it. It's kind of like you break the monotony of all that flavor with this amazing pretzel that's like a shock and surprise to your system. But, I mean, different strokes for different folks. And so Munchies Mix was for real my go-to. And I was a huge snacker. I was a huge snacker. It's kind of hard to snack when you're going to sit down and eat pounds of meat at one time. But understanding that, I need people to realize, like, if I co-sign shrewd food and these protein crisps, when I say they're good, like, they're legit good. Because if you've never had a bag of Munchies Mix, I would advise you to go try them, just one bag. And you'll realize I know what I'm talking about, because they're amazing. So I was really kind of blown away. I tried the sour cream and onion ones first. I did mention I love Funyuns. That was kind of like my high school thing. I would do Funyuns and a Coke, or Funyuns and a root beer. And so I tasted that and I was kind of like, wow, it's good. And how many net carbs do you have per serving
in fruit food?
Yeah, I know that's kind of a trick question and all.
Yeah, it's a trick question. We have 2 grams of carbs, no net carbs.
There's no fiber in this stuff, huh?
There is no fiber, so the amount of carbs that we show on the bag is the amount of carbs that there are just as carbohydrates, not as net carbs.
Thank you for saying that. You knew I knew that, but I had to ask to just lead you there. That's the other issue for me.
That's a common question people say, and how many net carbs? And it's kind of, it's a big surprise. And I know you were happy to hear about that.
I was. Yeah. I mean, so for me, I know that you eat true food, but what's your go-to for food? What's your favorite food? Forget healthy. What's your favorite food in general?
You're going to laugh at this.
I won't.
Broccoli. Broccoli.
I think I have to disconnect the podcast right now. We're done. Broccoli?
Every day of my life, I have broccoli.
Are we like broccolini or like broccoli? Just
broccoli roasted with a little bit of olive oil, salt, garlic, roasted.
It's so sad.
So sad? No. I think it's very satisfying. To me, right. It's like I get what I want from broccoli.
There may be four listeners that are with you on that broccoli thing. For everyone else, I just want you to not allow that to take away from the fact that she said she had favorite flavors of shrewd food and that it tastes good, because it really is satisfying, even though broccoli is not my go-to in any way, shape, or form. So,
you know, when people talk about their comfort foods, I never actually had that. I never had like a comfort food. You know, some people are like, yeah, it's mashed potatoes or mac and cheese. Or I never felt like, I think I grew up pretty healthy. And my mom kind of threw in salads with every meal. And broccoli to me became my go-to comfort food, which is, it might sound weird, but
it's,
I think
listen.
I'm very lucky because at least I don't have to fight it.
No, listen, it's fantastic. And I tell people all the time, you know, as a carnivore, I love vegetables. They just don't love me. So I don't eat them. But I get it. And for me, I was a master of being able to have a dessert with every meal. Dessert with breakfast, dessert with lunch, and dessert with dinner. Now, I have to ask you this, because you're from Long Island like your whole life, right?
Yeah, Queens, Long Island.
Yeah, same thing. No worries. Okay, cool. So now, when you say comfort food, you talk mac and cheese. When I think comfort food, I think cannolis and rainbow cookies and fresh bread with garlic. And like, I'm just thinking those things were so comforting. So do you have any weak spots for any of those things, like rainbow cookies, black and white cookies, brownies, crumb cake, anything like that?
All of the above.
Okay.
All
of the okay. Above. Okay.
Apple pie. Yes. Mushy, ooey gooey brownies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That is definitely what I have, a sweet tooth for sure.
Okay. Sure. Good. I want to make sure, because I'm trying to make you human again, because people were listening thinking broccoli, huh? This girl doesn't understand.
And a huge pizza lover, because if you're from New York, we all know nobody does pizza like New York.
They don't. So, and every Chicagoan right now is like, what? I'm like, yes, that's true. I don't care. It's if you didn't have New York pizza, you're not having pizza. Very cool. Okay, so now that we've established that baseline of humanity, what is your next favorite food that's not broccoli and pizza? You have like a favorite meat?
It's so boring. Grilled chicken.
grilled chicken. Okay, no, it's okay. I'm establishing this baseline of boredom for a reason. Because when
really?
I think I am. When I think about the rut that people get in ketogenically, right? Because there is a rut. Like people are going to say, you know, I tried keto for a period of time. You tried keto at some point, right?
Yes, I did.
How long did you stay keto for, in your opinion?
Oh, it's going to really make me seem like a wimp.
No, it's okay. Go for it.
About 2 months.
2 months is great. You know, I have people that quit keto
really?
Within our first week.
Really?
I've had people tell me, I want to start keto. I'm all for it. I give them a 3-day process. And by the end of day two, they're crying and they're done.
You know, I wasn't crying. I just had a really hard time getting, I think, I wanted to lose weight, but I found it hard to be in a calorie deficit with keto. And I wondered how people could eat all those nuts and eat all that cheese and be in a calorie deficit, because that's what I was craving.
Gotcha. We could totally turn this episode into speaking why necessarily calorie deficits are not necessarily needed for losing weight. That's a whole nother whole nother podcast. We talk about fuel efficiency and how people utilize things. I lose weight right now in excess of 3,500 calories a day. So exactly. So I can't really say or speak to that. The majority of my clients that are losing weight right now as we speak are eating way more food than they've ever had in their entire life. And so when you tell me you did keto for 2 months, I'm always like, okay, cool. And there are people that I know. I've had clients quit literally in a week. And it's all because there is such a shift that's necessary in utilizing fuel and using it efficiently. But I say all that to say, when we set the foundation of the boredom that comes from, well, I found these things and I eat them all the time, whether it's a standard American diet, whether it's a bodybuilding diet, whether it's people that say they're going to do a keto approach to eating as a diet, whatever those things are, I'm always like, if you don't allow yourself some type of leeway in creatively thinking about your food, I don't mean being distracted. There are people that follow accounts on social media and they want to eat all of the everything that they see. And they're like, fat bomb this. And, you know, I just want to eat this processed food, that and whatever. That's not what I mean. What I do mean is being able to take a whole food source and say this chicken breast that you were just talking about, right? Mm-hmm. It's just your regular old chicken breast. And they have an air fryer because somebody bought it to them and they're trying to support their cause to do keto. And they're like, well, I'd really like to do something different, but I want to keep it fun and exciting because I'm bored of eating the same old broccoli and grilled chicken breast. Maybe they're like you. I don't know. But my thought process is to take something like, I don't know, the brick oven pizza and grind it up in a food processor, take your chicken breast, cut it in half, add some provolone and prosciutto, and create yourself a breaded version of chicken cordon bleu using protein crisps.
My mouth is watering. Oh my gosh.
And then cook it in the air fryer with some duck fat and like life is complete.
Yeah. Now that sounds like comfort food.
It does sound like comfort food. And so whenever I come across a company like Shrewd Food, where you can take it and use it in different applications and take the average person that's not okay with eating. Look, I eat beef every day. Like I'm cool with that. I'm good with it. And I've been compliant with it for years, right? Well, I shouldn't say, yeah, carnivore is over a year now. But at this point, like when I have clients come to me and they're like, oh, you know, I just need something different because they have been distracted because they are trying to make this change. And it is a lifestyle adjustment. You know, these are the type of things that I feel add such depth to menu items and options. So kudos and hats off for that. I mean, I appreciate it. My question is, how did this come about? Like, why? Why did Shrewd Food exist? Like, how did this start?
How were we born?
How were you born?
Actually, the owners of the company were working on trying to find a protein cookie.
Huh.
And okay. Yeah, like a protein cookie that tasted non-proteiny, like not cardboardy. Tasty. They wanted it very tasty and crunchy and flavorful, and not just to satisfy somebody buying it once and then that's it. They wanted to make a cookie that is very, very attractive for the masses, for people, for children, for adults, anybody who eats cookies, pretty much.
Okay.
And in that process, when we were trying to do that, somebody said, you know, wouldn't that be amazing if you could, they suggested this, they said, wouldn't that be amazing if you could find a junk food that was healthy? And we were like, why couldn't we do that? Why couldn't we make something that imitated a junk food, but had all the macros that made it healthy? And we basically played around with the product that made the cookie high protein, and we came up with a protein isolate.
Okay.
And what we did is we made sure that we puffed it and baked it so that it was very, very airy. And the milk protein isolate in and of itself is what the Shrewd Food protein puff is made out of, and we tried flavoring the outer surface of it.
So it looks like, wow.
So for people that don't have Shrewd Food in front of them, It's like a little protein puff ball, and picture, if you will, and this is the way people always describe it, is those neon orange cheese balls from way back when in the big, huge container. It's like that size and shape, but it's got protein on the inside and all the flavors on the outside.
It does look kind of like that. I was thinking, when you first said it and you were describing it, I was thinking of Kix, the cereal. Remember Kix back in the day?
It's a little bit smaller.
Yeah, so, but that is, so this does look more like the cheese balls. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So they're easy to pop them in their mouth. And the bag itself is a 0.74 ounce bag. That's an individual serving with 90 calories. And we've got a lot of different great flavors. But the original flavor that we started off with, which we figured, because a lot of people are simple yet very, they have urges. So we know that cheddar cheese is a big fan fave. So we started off with cheddar, and then from that point on, we grew into many, many different flavors, which my favorite is pizza flavor.
Yeah, the brick oven pizza is definitely up there with one of my faves. It's amazing, because who doesn't like pizza? And the flavor profile on it is great. Sour cream and onion is another favorite because of the Funyuns and my emotional connection to Funyuns. And then I really do like the cheddar because it always hits the spot and it's simple. And I'm simple at times. So yeah. I like that. It's good stuff. Okay, so what's the most creative thing you've ever done with your Shrewd Food other than snack it between lunch and dinner?
Well, I would say what I really like to do is to for lunch, because I often have salads. It actually came about because I stepped on a bag accidentally. I dropped it, stepped on it, and didn't remember that that was the one I stepped on. And I opened it up, and I put them all over my salad. So every bite had a yummy, crunchy bite of Shrewd Food. And it was such an amazing thing because at that point I hadn't had time to add my protein onto my salad.
And
this was, in lieu of that, way cheaper than my either shrimp or grilled chicken that I normally add. But it was a fast day, and I basically was so excited that I had stepped on the bag. First, I was mortified. I was like, oh, God, can't believe I did that.
Did it pop?
No.
Didn't pop. Very cool.
Flopped down, and it was basically 100 times what you were crunching a little while ago, 20 minutes ago. And I poured the whole thing over the bag. I mean, over my salad, sorry. And every bite had a delicious crunch because they don't get soft because there's no carb in it.
Right. So, yeah. I got it. That's cool.
Yeah. So every bite was delicious. And it wasn't even the croutons. We have protein croutons, but those weren't even the croutons. Those were even just the regular ones. So
what flavor was that? Which ones was that?
Those were pizza. Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Love pizza, pizza, pizza. So good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. It really is. Like
they remind me of the Doritos from all those years.
I can understand that. I feel like I'm going to, you know, as soon as this is done and before I eat my meat, eat these three bags that I opened. So there you go. Okay. So what are the owner's names, by the way?
The owner's names are, you want last names or just first?
That's up to you. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. We're going to go with Dave, Michael, and Lisa.
Dave, Michael, and Lisa. I met Lisa. I met Dave as well. I don't think I met Michael, but either way, I think it's great that something else came of the whole process of trying to do the cookies. And do the cookies, was that a success? Did that happen? Did they come out?
Yes. They're definitely a success. We started off as a cookie company. So
what's
that
the name
was,
of the cookie company?
The name of the cookie company is called The Clever Cookie.
Clever Cookie. I think I've seen that show up on my call already, the Clever Cookie. Okay. And what's the basis of, okay, so obviously like the Shrewd Food evolved from this whole cookie thing. Quick stats on the cookie, just because I feel like we should at least mention it.
Okay. Well, the cookies have 18 grams of protein per serving.
Okay.
Excuse me, eight, not 18.
I was like, man, that's a lot of protein.
No, I meant eight. Sorry. And they're also peanut free. They have no HFCs, and the inside every bag is a serving, or each serving, excuse me, has prebiotics, probiotics, fruits, and vegetables. Okay. So that's how we flavor the cookies. And we have two flavors. They're called oat and berry, which is resembles more of an oatmeal kind of cookie. But instead of like an oatmeal raisin, we have berries, and which is so good. It's delish. And the other one that we have is chocolate chip. Of course, you have to satisfy the chocolate chip fan out there.
Cool. I haven't tasted or seen either one of these things, but that sounds awesome. And I'm assuming if it's oats and whatever, that's probably not. How many carbs are in that?
How many carbs are in that? I believe they are at maybe.
I know, pop quiz, right? Just threw that out there. Like, this, we're not even, this episode's not about the clever cookie. I know, but we have to share these things. I think everyone needs to understand. It's okay. It doesn't matter. What is it?
Type of friendly cookie, but we did get the protein content up there. But the key that we, about that cookie is that the prebiotics and the probiotics with all the fruits and veggies are what makes that a little more attractive than just the basic cookie out there that a parent would choose to send their child to school with, even though it tastes the same kind of flavor, but it has all the benefits that that's peanut free, which is so important.
Especially now, yeah, for sure.
Because no schools are allowing any peanuts.
Very cool. No, I mean, again, I brought it up because, listen, I would like to think there are people on my podcast listening. And they're not keto and they listen because I'm really that entertaining. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I'm just throwing it out there. Or, you know, there are people that I used to, you asked me offline before we started, you know, my keto journey and how has it been? And I remember when I first started keto, I would do these huge binges and purges of all of the rainbow cookies and pizza and ice cream and brownies and cookies and custard and honey barbecue wings, because I can't have honey barbecue wings when I'm eating straight, and all these things. And I know that there are still people that continue to follow that path, or people that are still looking at, you know, satisfying their craving with something that they shouldn't. And I would love for them to be able to eat a better alternative than some wheat enriched garbage where it's filled with nuts and everything else. And so maybe a better option is the clever cookie.
It possibly is. I think that The flavors themselves lend themselves to, for kids and adults, very basic but good tasting cookies. And we do cookies well. So when we set out to do a protein cookie, it came out great. That's actually why the person who kind of got us thinking about doing something beyond, they said, this tastes so great that maybe it's possible that if you guys are so good at that, then you would be so good at making a junk food actually healthy. So we did it really, really well. The content, by the way, because I got my information for the carbs in the cookies, is 25 grams of carbs in that, which is not a very low amount at all. But the point that we wanted to always bring out is the fact that it's the protein, which is the 8 grams of protein that I mean, that's always what I've been searching for my kids when I'm searching for anything having to do with putting it in my mouth. Does it have protein? Is it a decent amount? Am I getting something as opposed to nothing from
25 grams of carbs are, and I'm asking these questions because I honestly do not know. Yeah. What is it sweetened with and what's the fiber count on those? Okay. And 25 grams of carbs, by the way, is not a lot of carbs. I'm good with that.
The fiber amount is 2 grams of fiber. And in terms of what was your next question?
The ingredient. Sweetener. What is it sweetened with?
Brown sugar and sugar. And that we actually, that's it.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Okay, so the reason I'm saying all this, we were talking about kids and the segue and the variety and all these things. I think the biggest challenges that I have with parents that are clients is them telling me that they cannot convert their family over. Mm. Right? So, I mean, you'll have someone that, whether it be the husband or the wife or whatever, they come to me, you know, they're like, hey, I need to change this and that about my diet and, you know, I want to do keto. Cool. But then they can't figure out how to integrate their changes in the lifestyle with their spouse and then the kids. So a few things. This is just free information I'm throwing out there because it's a podcast, right? So you guys take notes. If you have kids, I do not want parents to be focused on stripping the carbs from their children's diets. Like, that should not be the focus point. And that's right, I said it. He should not be worried about focusing on stripping the carbs from their diet. What you should be doing is focusing on providing them super clean alternatives that coincide with keeping their gut health, their metabolic activity healthy, and their palate clean and free from the hypersensitivity that comes from artificial garbage like diet sodas, crazy artificial sweeteners, and those things of that nature. So you present something like this for a cookie. If I'm packing a kid's lunch, I have no kids, disclaimer. I would totally put these protein crisps and this cookie in and send them off to school. Obviously, I'd probably put, like, I don't know, some prosciutto wrap mozzarella, maybe a turkey sandwich. I don't know, whatever you feed your kids. But sending them down the road with that, knowing that they burn so much glycogen in what they're doing, that even if you kept their total day, I don't know, under 50, under 65, they're burning through those carbs easily without even thinking about it, and will still maintain an average level of nutritional ketosis. Those type of things are where I tell parents, this is, you're struggling and beating a dead horse that you don't need to. So be okay with it and find the right alternatives. Now, do I think that you should be eating everything you put in your kid's lunchbox? Definitely not, because you're probably not running around in the classroom like they are when you're sitting at your desk. I don't want anyone to misconstrue or think that I'm trying to push carbs on anyone, because that's not the case. But I also don't want people to look at whatever they're eating in this, you know, this level of fear, like they're going to die if they put it in their mouth. You know, that old adage of telling someone climbing a mountain, don't look down, and that's the first thing they do. Like, you know, if I'm sitting, don't eat carbs. Well, I can say that, but now everywhere you look, you see a carbohydrate. It's like the old Tootsie Roll commercials. It's whatever it is you think you see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me. I just took that far back, didn't I?
I think you're 100% right. I think like people become obsessed. I know that first of all, we have a lot of followers on Instagram, and okay. I want to just, when you were describing the kinds of things that you would put in your child's lunchbox, many of our followers have taken pictures of the types of kind of bento box that they send their kids to school with. And it's a beautiful sight because it's so different from how I grew up and how a lot of the people grew up. And they have these adorable boxes, which a lot of people, you know, question, like, not only where did you get everything in the box, which, by the way, Shrewd Food is included in one of those cute little sections. Without the bag, they pour in
like
12 or 15 of them in there. But they also say, where'd you get that cute box? And having nothing to do with anything, but I just figured I'd tell you because it's such a great idea and I love it. It's like a fish tackle box. People use mini fish tackle boxes because they're plastic on all sides. And they cheese over here and prosciutto over there and a couple of pieces of tomatoes and blueberries and Shrewd Food. And it's so amazing because that these kids are getting, because the parents care about their no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors, no artificial preservatives, which is all what we're about. And keeping everything more like fun. You know how kids like, they like to do one thing and then they like to do something else. It's like, it's a very non-boring lunch. You know, you've got a lot of fun things when you're eating clean and you're describing that. And instantly I had like a picture in my mind of
the bento boxes,
bento box lunches, right? That the moms, and not just for the kids, but they say, this is my lunch. And they show the bigger box and the little box is the smaller version for their kids. And I see it happen all the time. It's such a nice concept where, let's just say, mother and child are eating the same way. Like you said, don't be so concerned about the carbs. There might be like a pita in there or something, you know, maybe like a whole wheat kind of cracker or a, you know, whole wheat rice cake or something that adds in more carbs that, obviously, I agree with that you shouldn't necessarily remove from the child's diet, but it makes sense to eat clean for your whole family and keep it like do as I do, not as I say, kind of.
For sure. For sure. And I mean, at the end of the day, all of this works better for everyone when everyone is compliant. You know, so if you can get your kids to eat healthier and they stop having the cravings for you to take them to Carvel or Dairy Queen or whatever your local ice cream place is because they don't have all the sugar that's being, you know, poured down their throat in pixie stick format. It's a lot easier for you not to say, oh, I had to take my kid to Carvel to celebrate blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, I had to have a shake with him. No, you didn't. But if you could just take the whole equation out and that temptation out from them, then you don't have that. And then, you know, there's less areas for you to fall. Or fail in your attempts to do things. So I think that's, I mean, that's great. And I will have to take a look at the different things that people are throwing out there, because that is the number one thing I tell people is, if you're going to make a lifestyle change, because keto is, it's, for me, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. So if you're going to make that lifestyle change, you need to get the others that are around you and close to you to help you make that lifestyle change. It's not easy. I recognize that it's difficult and it's challenging, but you know, we all need support. So cool. All right. So we talked about flavors and
I just want to say one thing. Our Instagram page looks like we're a very heavy keto, but we're just a keto friendly product. We're not considered a keto product, if that makes sense. We're keto friendly, which means that people who are on our keto who are on keto diets will see amazing things when they see our Shoot Food product. But other people who are not, they'll also feel amazing and get a lot of good ideas. Like you said, what's some of your great things that you want to make out of, you know, with Shrewd Food? We have a lot of videos and cool things on our Instagram page, which is called Shrewd Food Co. And it's not only it's informative, like you're very informative. When people listen to you, they get a lot out of your podcast. They get a lot of information and they feel very empowered to move on in the right direction that they want to. And it's the same thing, I think, on our Instagram page. They feel that power. They feel very motivated to move on in whatever direction they're moving on, whether it's losing weight or just eating cleaner or feeling better or just feeling more well-rounded in their lives, somehow having control. And I think that's why you and I, you know, speaking together, we're really on the same page. And I hope that people are listening, sense that we're two different entities, but yet have the same type of values when it comes to clean eating and feeling better about what we're actually putting inside our bodies.
Oh, I love it. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I hope to think that there's listeners that listen to me that aren't keto. And I hope that they do, because this is the Keto Matrix podcast, obviously. But, you know, I want people to be able to come and be, you know, make informed choices based on information provided for them to choose then the direction that they'd like to go. And for some, you know, keto is not the thing for them, but that doesn't mean that they need to make horrible choices everywhere else. So I'm with you on that. And then the other thing is, look, at the end of the day, you're not keto. That's fine. You should still recognize that there's certain crap and chemicals and colored dyes and things that you should not be putting in your body. And you should want to be listening to those things that are going to help provide insight and open your eyes into why that is, what the alternatives are, and the creativity that comes with thinking outside the box to accomplish, you know, said health goals, whatever those may be. So, no, I'm with you. I think that's spot on. You said that very well. As far as me being informative and people listening and gaining information, I don't know. But thank you for the compliment anyway. Okay, so now my question to you is, so you've had this, you have the flavors. Give us the full list, like the whole gamut, if you don't mind, of all the flavors of these protein crisps.
Okay.
Well, savory and sweet, all of them.
You know, I'm going to start with brick oven pizza. That is my personal favorite. It's also our number one selling flavor on Amazon. A lot of people think it tastes like those combos from all those years ago. Hey. Those pizza flavored combos.
I could see that actually.
You can?
It's been a long time since I had a combo.
I never ate those, so I think they taste a lot like Doritos. So if you will, you can kind of imagine a crunch like a Dorito with maybe a flavor of a combo. If I'm allowed to say that on the air, I'm not sure.
Combo, but listen, I'm a nobody. Combo's not coming after me.
and of course, baked cheddar. Baked cheddar was our first the first flavor that we ever did. And then we decided to go with a little more of a zing concerning a little more spicy flavor called Sriracha Cheddar. So that has a nice zip to it, if you like a little more heat to your snacks. It's not burn your tongue off, but it's definitely got something more than the other flavors. Another flavor that we are super proud of is Parmesan and herb croutons. And those are so good. Many people who are listening probably have not had a crouton in forever. I mean, whenever a salad comes, you know, you just immediately kick them off your bowl and put them in the corner and you say, that's doused with everything I should not have. So I'm not eating it. I can maybe smell it, but that's that. This is in lieu of that. Instead of removing it, you will add it to your salad and add 10 grams of protein and 2 grams of carbs with only 1 gram of sugar. And it is so good. The flavor is Parmesan and herb, and it is a winner.
I asked you to tell me all these flavors, but you just said this and now my mind's spinning. So let me ask you a question. Mentioned before about putting this on your salad and the fact that it doesn't get soggy, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about the Parmesan and herb crusted croutons. And the only thing that I can think about right now is a broccoli and cheddar soup.
Yes.
And then if you added the Parmesan and herb protein crisps, and how would that taste? And would they get soggy or would they still stay crunchy?
So good. I believe that they would still stay crunchy for quite a while. It's funny because I think maybe the heat might do something to it a little, but not enough to it definitely would not make it into like a mush. It would still be crunchy, still be so flavorful, so strong on its own. How good does that sound?
It's broccoli. That's one of your favorites, right? So now we just put broccoli and we covered it in cheese and then added protein crisp. Like your whole life is just solidified right now.
There you go. Said it. One sentence. Of course, I'm validating. I kind of have to hold my mouth.
Well,
it's really good. And then
good thing it's a podcast. No one can see you drooling.
Yeah, I got to put them out. The other savory flavors that are the two latest, most recent flavors that we added are nacho cheese, which are phenomenal. And the other one is sour cream and onion, another huge favorite.
Oh, I did not know that was a late favorite. It's definitely my favorite, but I didn't realize that was like a newer flavor. Very cool.
Yeah. Yes, in the past 2 months, if that. Yeah, we added nacho and sour cream and onion. And each of those has 2.5 grams of fat. And that is the lowest in the group of our family of shrewd food snacks. Yeah, nacho has the lowest, and they are so good. And that's probably going to be my next favorite. I think it's pizza and nacho together. You could tell I like
the nacho taste. Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's right up your alley. And then what are your sweet flavors?
We have two sweet flavors. The first one is cookies and cream, and those are so good. It's like a dark chocolate kind of flavor with a delicious crunch. A lot of people say it reminds them, because people tell us all the time, this is what it reminds me of, so I'm telling you.
No, I love it. Let's go for it. What does it remind them of?
They say that it tastes like Cocoa Puffs.
And what happens when you take heavy whipping cream, a dash of water, and pour some of those bad boys in a bowl?
We're talking heaven in a bowl with so much crunch and so much delicious chocolate flavor. It is such a great combination. You really should check out some of the recipes that we have, because it's so much fun to play with something that is like a chocolate flavor, but not bad for you. So we start off with the protein ball, if you will, and we add the chocolate flavor onto it. It just is so good. The other thing is that when a lot of people think that it tastes like Cocoa Puffs, they put it in a bowl as cereal with their favorite kind of milk, like almond milk or coconut milk, or if they're really into whole milk, which is very rare these days, but let's just say somebody might do that. But
I would if I was going to do milk.
My unsweetened almond milk, and they do not get soggy.
I'm telling you, when I do milk, I would do whole milk. I don't, because the carb count for me is, it's wasted carbs, and I prefer to do heavy whipping cream and cut it with water. But oh,
good. Another
but that
great
would be good.
For the a great idea for the cookies and cream would be to use that air fryer you talked about and to coat a banana in crushed cookies and cream shrewd food. It is so outrageous. It basically tastes like a banana split because you could freeze the banana and afterwards. So it, let me tell you, is so
hold
amazing.
The phone.
I don't know how to describe it. It tastes it tastes like
hold
it should
the phone.
Be, but it is so good.
Pump your brakes. Let's do this again.
I'm sorry.
A banana. Cookies and cream shrewd food. Now, you say coated. So, like, do I throw it in, like, a food processor and make it, like, almost like a powder?
Exactly. And then, you can crush it up in a food processor if you're totally lazy, put it in a bag, and then whack it with a roller or something hard.
Whack it with a roller. Ladies
you know,
and gentlemen, so that's step one. Whack it with a roller.
Do what I did and step on them, but that was accidental.
Okay. Now you coat it. Are we putting any? This sounds great.
We
so
start off
we're putting in the air fryer
with an egg. We would first beat an egg and then put the banana, dip it in the egg, and then coat it with the chocolate with the cookies and cream. It is so good. And then of course, if you want to throw in that heavy whipping cream, you might as well just dip it into that afterwards. And
why not?
You might as well add something that is your signature addition to desserts.
And then you're going to throw this in the air fryer?
Yeah. Usually we do it for about 4 to 5 minutes at 350. And it basically can be put on top of your favorite ice cream or whipping cream or, you know, it depends on depending on your diet and your needs. You just go for it from there. The possibility is it is so good.
I've got to try this right before going to the gym.
It's on our Instagram page.
I'm just thinking, take 20, 30 grams of carbs, go to the gym, crush it, and see how that feels.
It is such a good combination between the bananas and the crispiness of the shrewd food and then putting it all together with the egg and in the air fryer. It is such a terrific flavor and feel. So it's got that crunch with the banana. It's so good.
I'm blown away. I'm going to try it. I will try it. Oof, maybe I'll do a live video when I do it.
You go for it. And the other flavor that is also a very good flavor that we have, it's a great flavor. It's my favorite of the sweet flavors because I am a strawberries kind of girl.
Okay.
It's strawberries and cream. And many people have recorded themselves chewing away on Instagram in a bowl of almond milk. They're not in a bowl of almond milk. The cookies are the shrewd food is in the bowl of almond milk. And we love to see how people get so surprised that when the shrewd food is sitting in the bowl of milk, they're so shocked that it's still crunchy by the time they start eating it and finishing eating it. Like the first to the last bite is still crunchy because it's not a carb.
Man, okay, so now here's my question. We had talked about this earlier, and I know for me, I love every single one of the Protein Crisp recipes you have. I don't and I won't eat the strawberries and cream right now. However, you guys had mentioned, and I just say this because you had mentioned being around for 16 months and constantly looking for improvements. Are you guys open to and you're constantly looking for ways to improve your recipes? Is that factual?
Yes, we have new flavors coming out. Always. We're constantly doing R&D on new flavors and new concepts and what's hot in terms of what we think is needed out there in the market and what we think people want to taste and want to have in their diets, not just the ones that we decide. You know, for this point, we have the seven flavors. And for the most part, we love to come up with ideas that are more like good for the masses. So when we decided on these two different kinds of sweet flavors, of course, there's so many other flavors out there that we could have picked, but we know that there's going to be that chocolate person and there's going to be that sweet strawberry person, which a lot of people say tastes like a Captain Crunch, you know, with those crunch berries.
I haven't had Captain Crunch ever actually, but I do know what you're referring to.
I got to tell you, it's pretty close to it. If you have to with anything, and if you're counting your carbs and your protein in the cookies and cream, it's 13 grams of protein, and in the strawberries and cream, it's 12 grams of protein. So, and then those are the sweet flavors. On the savory, they're 14 grams of protein. So nonetheless, no matter what you choose in terms of Shrewd Food, you've got your protein that's so high and your very, very low carbs.
Man, that's good stuff. So I appreciate the fact that you guys are always, you know, trying to stay on the edge and develop and research and bring more flavors. And, you know, I feel like those are the things that are important and keep you guys hot and in front of the curve of change and evolution as of palates and what people want. So kudos there. Let's talk a little bit more about back to school and what you guys are doing and what your thoughts are on how this can be best incorporated. Obviously we talked like the bento boxes and those type of things, but I mean, where do you see this? Again, I have no children, but I mean, we've talked through the gamut now of adding things into a bento box, your snacks between lunch and dinner, you know, cereal aspects. You know, how would you say is like the most comprehensive way for a parent to say, hey, you bought and made the investment in Shrewd Food and you got these protein crisps, even the banana, like what are some things that you think parents as a parent can do to incorporate more of protein crisps in their everyday life of their child?
Well, I would start with first being a role model for my kids. I think that's a huge part about being a parent. And being a parent of three kids myself, I know that I have tried to show them what the right way to act is and the right way to speak is and the right way to conduct myself in situations, but also how I eat. And and it's funny because we can go back many, many years. My daughter was kind of on the thin, smallish side when she was little. And I took her to the pediatrician and he said, she's not really gaining weight. And I said, and he said, what do you feed her? I said, I feed her what I feed myself.
Broccoli.
He said, give me an example.
Lots of broccoli.
Feed her for dinner. I said, grilled chicken, steamed broccoli, and brown rice. And he said, okay, you gotta understand a child needs to have some fat in their diet. The child needs to have some brain cells the fat that helps the brain cells develop. And I said, well, I don't want to give her anything that's bad for her. And he said, you should try just giving her full fat yogurt, full fat milk, full fat cheese. And I was thinking, but what about me? How am I going to be showing her that that's the right one? I can't even eat that myself. So I've always learned to try to be smart about it. We know that the difficult part about being a parent is making the right decision, because you never know if you're really making impact or whether your decisions are right or wrong until maybe sometimes down the road. But we try to offer our best decisions so that they could see what we're doing. So in terms of like, if I were on the road, I would always bring something that was healthy with me. Now, because Shrewd Food is here, it's such an amazing concept to be able to grab a couple of bags, show that easy snacking is available on the run. It sounds so funny, but I think it's such a big deal that these products don't melt. It sounds so crazy. It is hot out here. It is hot in the sun. It is hot in your car. If you leave any kind of snacks or like fruits or vegetables in your car sitting there, they become disgusting and mealy, smelly. And in terms of Shrewd Food, the bag is the bag, and inside the bag is everything's fine. So they don't melt. They don't smell. They don't change forms. They don't have any kind of negative impact when it comes to the heat. But one thing that I think is huge, and I don't know if we didn't actually touch upon this, is corn syrup. There's so many products out there that have corn syrup. Shrewd Food has no corn syrup, and it's also gluten-free, which I know is a big deal for a lot of parents out there because we all know that that's been another craze that has been plaguing a lot of kids and parents alike because of celiac, and or even kids that have Crohn's disease, and a lot of kids who are diabetics. You know, the fact that there's a snack out there, out here, that can touch all of those issues that kids have, that doesn't mean that they have to eat carrot sticks. That doesn't mean, right. You know, of course, I like carrot sticks, but kids...
Yeah, to go eat your broccoli, of course.
That they look like they're eating the same things as everybody else, and that they don't have, that there's no stigma attached to having any kind of different snacking. You know, like, kids need to feel like they're just being a kid. And I think these kind of snacks are kind of help that because they're fun, they're bite-sized, they're colorful, they're easy. And at the same time, I mean, if you didn't tell a kid that this was good for you, that this had a lot of protein, they would never know.
No, they wouldn't. And I was just going to say, as you're saying that, I was thinking, listen, and if your kid really wants to fit in, take the cheddar, take it out of the bag, put it in a little clear Ziploc or whatever you're going to put it in, and they'll think they're cheese puffs the whole time.
You read my mind. That's exactly what I was just going to say.
I mean, every single time, without a doubt. So, no, I'm with you. I think that that's really good. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't have kids, but I can totally understand the guesswork that goes into parenting, right? The guesswork, yeah. Where you try to make the best decision ever.
Right. It's the toughest job that you can't get fired from.
Yeah, true story. that's true. I think about that, and I'm like, man, that's true. So, you know, why not put your best foot forward and throw this out there? Because this stuff is great. I really do think that for integrating this into kids' lunches and their lifestyle, I mean, this is a win-win for everyone.
It is.
Where can everyone find you and follow? And you said Amazon, but is that the best place to order?
That definitely is the best place to order. We have a link in our bio on Instagram.
Okay.
And that's so simple. All you have to do is click the link on our Instagram page. And our Instagram page is, I think I said this before, but I'll say it again because it's not Shrewd Food. It's Shrewd Food Co. C-O, like company. And then
the links will be in the show notes too, so everybody can have it.
Okay, great. And then in Costco, we have the bag of croutons that I was talking about. It's a huge, delicious jumbo bag of croutons that you too can step
when?
On. let me see. So I think Costco should be within the next month.
I was going to say, because I'm at Costco like every other day.
We've had our croutons already in Costco in Texas, as well as some other states within the Northeast. And they sell, unfortunately for you, they sell out quick. For us, they sell out quick. So we're
happy.
Yeah,
unfortunate.
But a lot of people can't necessarily find us because they do go very, very quickly. We're also just introduced to Weiss Markets.
Weiss.
Weiss, W-E-I-S.
Where I'm trying to, are they part of something else?
No, soon we're going to be in H-E-B though. Have you heard of H-E-B?
I have. H-E-B is part of Texas and exactly. That area, the Bible Belt. But mm-hmm. Costco nationwide, do you think in a month?
Not nationwide. We're still rolling them out division by division. Unfortunately,
okay.
we wish, but they are not so fast. They're a little slower.
Listen, it is because it's Costco. So listen, I just want to throw this out to the listeners. I want every listener right now, if you go to your local Costco and you find the Shrewd Food croutons, I want you to take a picture. I want you to tag Shrewd Food. I want you to tag myself or the Keto Matrix page. So either the Keto Matrix or Keto Neo. I don't care. Pick whichever one. Okay. And let's come up with a hashtag. Here came the crunch. What is it?
Hashtag the smartest way to snack.
That sounds good, but we can't do that one because that's probably one that you already have going right now. This is going to be a new one on the fly that incorporates both of us.
Let's see. Shrewd Neo. Ooh.
I like it. Shrewd Neo. We'll go with that.
That is good.
Shrewd Neo. So hashtag Shrewd Neo, S-H-R-E-W-D-N-E-O. Hashtag it, tag both pages. And I don't know, you'll get a comment. I have no giveaway to give you.
Well, if you want, we can give you a code for your listeners. So we can do an extra special gift there, which would mean that on Amazon, if your listeners go onto Amazon and we give you that special code, they could use that code and get a discount off of Shrewd Food.
Perfect. Let's do it. Okay. So are we going to make them tag for the discount? We should make them tag for the... No, we can't do that because it's not at every Costco and that would just be wrong. So look in the show notes. When this episode is live, I will have the discount code for you. Thank you very much to Shrewd Food. But if you, again, this is only for Costco, not you found it everywhere. But if you find it at Costco, we want to keep track. I want to keep track personally. I have tons of clients everywhere and me being able to tell them it's at their local Costco will be great. Plus, I'd like to know when it hits mine. So that'll be the hashtag Shrewd Neo. I will give you guys the code, which will most likely be like every other code, Keto Neo, but we will keep you posted. And Janet, you've been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to get on.
Well, thank you for everything. You've been such a pleasure. I'm so excited and I'm really happy to have been able to talk to you today.
Hey, it's been cool. I want to say this because I don't think people realize getting on podcasts is kind of nerve-wracking, isn't it? Is it a little crazy?
It is nerve-wracking, but you definitely make it great.
Okay, really, so it was all right. You got better. You're kind of in the groove like, oh, okay, good. It was not bad.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Good. Yeah, everyone is usually like, oh my goodness. By the time I get through the podcast, people are like, oh, it was good. So I hope listeners realize that getting on to talk to nobody other than me, it's nerve-wracking for people. I get it. I really do.
You're very thankful.
Well, hey, I try. I appreciate that. And I really do want to make people as comfortable as possible to have great conversations where people can glean information. So thank you. I thank you, listeners, for listening to my voice and my crunch. And I will tag and post and let everyone know when this episode is out, which I would say before school starts. So in the next 2 weeks, we'll get this out there. Thank you so much. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. We are here to help. And we appreciate you guys taking the time out.
The Keto Matrix Podcast, where myths are busted, science is explained, and the keto lifestyle is discussed by industry experts and everyday people alike. For more information and support, go to theketomatrix.com.